So here's what happens. Laureate Education hires Bill Clinton as the honorary chancellor. He gets $16 million. The head of Laureate Education, a guy named Douglas Becker, also runs a nonprofit called the International Youth Foundation, which is less than a mile away in terms of where the Laureate offices are. The State Department sends $55 million to the International Youth Foundation, which then does joint projects with Laureate Education.
Oh, that seems
that to me is something that warrants serious investigation.
Well, maybe there is something going on. Did you see Laura Ingraham's speech at the convention? At the end, she pointed up to the, all the media booths at the very top and said, when do you finally go and look at phonies and hypocrites, and when do you do your job? When will that happen? Where's Woodward and Bernstein on any of this? Is that you?
No, it's
you
a
both?
Great question. It's a great question.
That's not a great question.
I mean, I have to say the investigative units at the New York Times, Washington Post, ABC News have done very good work in this area. The most shocking thing to me is all this stuff has come out last year, a front page story, New York Times, Washington Post. In all the debates and all the interviews that Hillary Clinton has done with the mainstream media, she has not been asked one question by the media on these topics, which to me is shocking. I think any other political figure in America with a 4,000-word front page investigative piece in the New York Times alleging money from the Russian government, the transfer of uranium, would at least warrant one question from the mainstream media in terms of a political debate, and it's never happened. It's really shocking to me.